Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. Good morning. Continuation of the life of Jesus. Before he was prepared to go to his final mission, God has prepared him by something that none of us like. Humiliation. Humiliation ever since his birth. He would have been murdered, but he was rescued by God, by his angel, giving him direction to his father, earthly father, Joseph, and returning to his own country, he could not even live in his birthplace, where he would have been known as the descendant of David. He was in the tribe of Judah, son of David, to be the next king in the lineage of the kings of David's dynasty, which was ended at the capture of Babylonian captivity. Jeconiah, last king who should have been taken to Babylon with his mother, queen mother. Now, the dynasty ends there. Praise God. And there, the big breakage of David's dynasty. But his lineage did not ends. It comes up to Matthan, then you read the genealogy of Jesus, then to Jacob, and then to Joseph, the father to be of Jesus Christ. And as we study the history, we can see his stepdad was Haley. Haley was also related to Mary. And Mary was a descendant of King Solomon, son of David. So both ways, Jesus was a king in the earthly way also. Praise the Lord. Now God has not given him the place where he was born. Though at the birth time, 2-year-old Herod found out there was a king born in Judea. It was revealed to them through the scripture in the scrolls by the Pharisees and scholars. Even the people who revealed this thing to Pharisees and scholars, even they also forgotten about Jesus, that he was the descendant of David. Now everybody lost completely. Who? This boy who was born as the king, where is he? Nobody even searched. Nobody searched where Jesus was. He was hidden. He was taken to Egypt. No one knows about him anymore. And no one even identified him. After the shepherds came and worshipped him, and the three magis and the caravan came with them, worshipped him, presented him with the gold, myrrh, and spices. They also gone. Now what happened to the king who was born? The history doesn't give us much details. Praise the Lord. It was gone out of the sight of humanity. Oh, there was a king born, but we don't know who that is. And everybody totally gone. Now that little boy, Jesus, grew up in Nazareth. Now, as I come to the last message, I said that in Mark chapter 3, it discusses about Jesus. Mark writes about Jesus' own family came, his mother and his brothers and sisters, to catch him, to take him away because he's a lunatic, he is crazy, he is causing trouble in the society. Maybe the scribes and Pharisees who were all accusing him, their complaints reached their home. There's a mother and brothers and sisters. They wanted some kind of comfort and peace. But Jesus was led through these kind of humiliating situations, preparing him for his mission. His ministry only just started. And another thought concerning this whole thing is that once Jesus has been forgotten to be as the king of Jews' descendants, even though Romans are ruling them, then they cannot have another king to be ruling officially. And that was not the time for Jesus to be the king anyway. This is the first coming of Jesus, is to save the sinners, save his own people. As the angel said, he will save you from your own people, from the sins, and so his name will be called Jesus. Or Savior is the meaning of Jesus. Or Messiah was the original word. Thank you. Praise the Lord for listening. Jesus has been humiliated every ways of his life. He was as a carpenter. Now, at age 30, he comes out and he took the baptism under John the Baptist. It's written clearly in the Gospel of John. And also Matthew talks, chapter 3, that Jesus goes, baptized. Then he goes out of the baptism. Then he rises up. The Holy Spirit comes on him as the shape of a dove. And John hears the voice that, "Here, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased." The Father, the Holy Spirit, testifying on Jesus, and Jesus, Holy Spirit lives on Jesus. Amen. And that became a testimony for John to believe in Christ as the Messiah, as well as return. Jesus goes to the wilderness, and 40 days being tempted. Praise the Lord. And he comes victoriously defeating devil. And he comes out. He walks through the shore of Galilee. He calls his disciples. Amen. And he started preaching. He started preaching the gospel. Repent. Repent. The time is at hand. Hallelujah. The exact message John the Baptist has preached. Another gospel, we see that it is written that Jesus heard that John was arrested, and he picked up the message. He started preaching the word. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. It's Matthew who wrote that the message of Christ is how he started out, is written in the book of Gospel of Matthew. May I share this, read this portion to you in book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 12. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he returned to Galilee, leaving Nazareth. He went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah. Is this how it's written in apostrophe? Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea along the Jordan, Galilee of Gentiles, The people living in darkness have seen a great light on those living in the land of the shadow of death. A light has dawned. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." Hallelujah. My friends, Isaiah the prophet have spoken in chapter 9 of Isaiah verses 1-2. He is being fulfilled here in the ministry of Jesus Christ. Jesus, as I mentioned, a prophetic, a scriptural birth according to scripture. And I said in the earlier two messages, the 3 to 4 prophecies fulfilled on his birth, on his life. All those prophecies completed, and now the next prophecy is revealed here according to Matthew. Jesus began to preach. The message he written here, the law to fulfill, and was through prophet Isaiah, was prophesied. The land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali. Now it's, we know the Zebulun is on the way towards the over the sea. Most sea, they are very capable in the maneuvering of ocean and ships and everything according to Zebulun's background. We read that in Genesis. Amen. Now Naphtali. Now the way to the sea along Jordan. See, which sea? We are talking about Sea of Galilee. Jesus lived around that neighborhood. There were several fishing villages near Galilee, Sea of Galilee. Nazareth, Capernaum, and the other territory completely called as Galilee or Galilee. So what is happening here? Christ started the message, preach the word. Well, Galilee, the Gentiles. Now, Galilee is a territory where there were not only Jews, mostly Gentiles. The people of living in darkness have seen great light. Look, Isaiah prophesied 734 years before the birth of Jesus that a Christ will be preaching this exact language, exact word, exact location, the great light. What is this great light? This great light is nothing more than the gospel. Gospel is the light of the world. Or Christ himself is the gospel. He is the light of the world. He came. He was coming from heaven. Gospel of John chapter 1, it says, he was in the earth world before. His message was coming from the coming to the earth before. How? If you look at God was speaking to Israel through prophets. The message of Christ. The message of Christ is always about repentance. Come, repent, receive the Lord, receive God. God wants everyone to repent. Jews and Gentiles. See, the most difficult problem people have at the time of Jesus, even today people have, and also at the time of Jesus, in Jerusalem or Judea, in the Jewish people, do not want to repent. Why? We are the children of Abraham. We don't need to repent. Jesus said, Abraham, God can create children for Abraham even from the stones. Praise the Lord. If you do the work of Abraham, if you believe in me, praise the Lord. And Abraham looked up and waited upon me, my coming. I am Christ. I'm Jesus. I'm the Son of God. At that point, they took the stone to throw him. In John chapter 6, we see that. Now the world fell into darkness. After Adam and Eve sinned, We went into spiritual darkness. The world is full of darkness spiritually. Now the light is the gospel. Those who are preaching the gospel, my friends, you are like Jesus. You are copy, Jesus' copy. You are the light of the world. You are also lighting, sending the lights to the world. Amen. Jesus began to preach. Major message today also has to be the same message of Jesus, which is repent. People of God, we all need to repent always, all the time and everywhere. We are all, first of all, we are sinners, and we are all not perfect people. We need to come to the Lord and completely surrender ourselves every single day. Praise God. I want to mention something like Jesus' humbleness, humility. Now God prepared him, continually prepared him to be a person, a vehicle who carries God and message, give the message of God everywhere. Praise God. We can see that Jesus stayed several trips. He stayed at Bethany in the Martha and Mary's house and Lazarus. Amen. We see one of the time he was making a trip. He went to Samaria. Jesus took a tour to go to Samaria, to the town called Sychar, and he had encountered with a Samaritan lady. Now, did you know this was not an accident? Jesus did not make accidents. God has no accident. God has everything well planned. In Gospel of John chapter 7, we see Jesus, chapter 4, Jesus went to Sychar, right? And his disciples went to collect food from nearby city. Amen. Jesus had a plan to save the people of Samaritans, who were considered as a low-level people, who are a mixed generation of Jews who left over there after the Assyrian king Sargon II in B.C. 721, the last time, praise the Lord, they were, exported out of Israel. They were exiled by Sargon II, the Assyrian emperor. Praise the Lord. This was the second or third last deportation which Assyrian kings did to Israel, the northern kingdom. And they left to the low-level people, farmers, and the ones who are not very strong in fighting a war or able to do a rebellious activity. So they left them to continue cultivate the land and produce fruits and supply those food and the producers as if the king needed in Assyria. Praise God. Amen. Now all the strong ones are gone. Now they are left over with the weaker ones and the low-level people. Amen. So the Assyrian king brought the people from other nations in the Middle East and Midwest, wherever he conquered the land, brought them over here and have them live there. Now we have no Jewish, pure Jewish people. We have a mixed generation. Later they called themselves Samaritans. Samaria was the capital of Israel. Now we have a low-level people, two Jewish people. These are not equal to us. We'll treat them low. We don't deal with them. We don't touch them. We don't speak with them. We don't do business with them. Amen. Here is a Jewish-born Christ, Jesus, going down there. He's going down to the humiliated people. He goes down to Sychar, praise the Lord, to meet. He knew who he's going to meet. He knew he met a lady he was going to meet. He met the Samaritan woman no, her name is not written in our Bible or in anywhere that we know. Praise the Lord. You Samaritans, praise the Lord. Now he had an encounter with the Samaritans. Now we had an encounter with the Samaritan lady. I'm not going to be discussing the point of discussion. What the point of discussion is that Jesus was ready to be humiliated. He went down there. He told her about the salvation. That the woman said, Jesus declared, believe in me, woman. A time is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain, not in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews, yet a time is coming and has now come when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. Now the question about the worship came. The thing came from the lady. The woman started talking about Jews worship in Jerusalem and we worship in this mountain. Amen. Now God, Jesus, answered her question. Doesn't matter. You worship in this mountain, you Jews worship in Jerusalem. The place is not the important thing. Now, the important thing is you worship in your spirit. Your spirit in your heart, yourself will communicate with God through your spirit, with his spirit. That's a true worship. Now, Jesus explained to her. Now, we know even before that, amen, amen, after some time, the Samaritans started believing in him. Because Jesus knew who can be an evangelist. Jesus, this lady who believed in Christ, goes and tell the whole town, the whole neighborhood, that I have seen this prophet. He is the Messiah. He is the Savior of the world. That he was humiliated himself, went down there. He was able to save a nation. He was able to save Samaritans. He generated a bunch of evangelists in that group, in that place. I'm sure that Samaritan lady, he was the evangelist who sent the message. And also many others must have been risen from that area who believed in Jesus Christ. That's how Jesus was. His ministry was to go down to the places many other people will not go down. Amen. Now today we need to understand that there are places and people that some people do not want to deal with. Amen. And you are able to, amen, in Mark 7:25, we can see another situation that Jesus went down in a very low-level humiliated area. In Mark, we read about Jesus going to Tyre and Sidon. He took a turn, praise the Lord. Dear friends, that sometimes we need to take a turn in our life. We need to take a turn from our wonderful pulpits, good people, all the nice friends and everybody, and take a turn to a rejected area of your world. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So what happens here, as he goes there, praise the Lord, amen, there was this lady who came, and she asked Jesus, amen. This lady was a Greek and Syrophoenician. Syrophoenician is Syrian and Phoenician origin, praise the Lord, and also a mixed with a Greek by a nation, praise the Lord. And she besought him that he would cast out the devil out of her daughter, praise the Lord. In verse 27, but Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not right to the children's bread cast to the dogs. And as she answered and said, unto him, "Yes, Lord, the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs." And he said unto her, "For this saying saw they thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter." See, what is happening? The lady's faith, the Greek Syrophoenician, it's a very distant population of people who Jews does not communicate very much with. Now here, this lady asking, begging for the healing of her daughter. She know how much her daughter is suffering. Sometimes we don't know how other people are suffering. We need to show our kindness and compassion. But Jesus tried to show her that increased her faith in her. What he said to her was, the word of God, the blessing right now is for Jews only. But she said, she kept begging. She said, "Father," she said, "Lord," she said, "Lord, even the dogs, they take crumbs from the under the table." So that was her biggest faith. That faith have given her, that faith saved her daughter. And her daughter was, Jesus told her, "Even this moment, this very moment, your daughter is free." The devil left her, praise the Lord. And the daughter laid upon the bed, and the devil has left. When she went home, she found her daughter was completely healed. My friends, it takes some humiliation. It takes some humbleness. It takes some love. It takes some compassion. It takes something from Jesus to be like him. May I say this to you, that if we come to that point, we can save many people from this wicked world to the eternal kingdom of God. Please listen to, thank you for listening. Please listen again, WCNO 89.9 FM. The address is 2960 Southwest Map Road, MAPP Road, Palm City, Florida 34990. If you support this ministry, please write in your support, Word of Eternal Life, WCNO 89.9, 2960 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, Florida 34990. Thank you, and God richly bless you. The telephone number here is 772-221-1100. That is 772-221-1100. Thank you. God richly bless you.
Christ, the blessed one, gives you all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKO, V like Victor, at gmail.com. That is PR dot CHACKOV at gmail.com.
Wonderful words, wonderful words of love.